Let's step back a moment and go back to some of the more, if you like, interactive side, social media side, in terms of how people are starting to use that set of tools, that set of capabilities now. And whether, in terms of attracting people and engaging with potential job seekers, whether you see that as something that is very successful for some, or whether it's just a mixture of, well, it will be okay for some companies and not for others, or indeed something that most people should be starting to get into. Do you have views?
Well, I don't. I'm not really very expert on this. The CIPD in their monthly magazine have just produced a survey on recruitment methods, which I ought to have studied before you came. Well, I've got it out to study. I don't really know what companies are experiencing on this, except that they know that they need to exploit it in various ways. Most young people are going to be on Facebook. Most mature people are going to be on LinkedIn or Plexo. You can access CVs of people on those, but you only are accessing what they have said, what they have put on there. So you have no idea, you know, how accurate that is. Mm. And it doesn't really tell you much more than you will get from, talking to them or for them sending their CV. So, and I think this is a rapidly developing area. If you ask me what will it be like in 5 years' time, in terms of the way these are used for recruitment, I know it will be different from today, but I don't really know how. There are pundits on that, and I'm not really one of them, I'm afraid. I don't know how it will develop. What I do know is that there are a lot of companies today that insist on web-based applications only, there has been controversy, a lot of controversy in the HR press about the right of employers to go into Facebook and find out about people and so on. But at the moment, there's nothing to stop them doing it unless the individuals themselves cover themselves. And Facebook is very clever in that if you want to, you know, you are open to the public by default, and you have to go down several levels to sort of tick boxes to say, no, I don't actually want everybody in the world to be able to see stuff about me.
And it's getting more open with some of the facilities and, there.
Yeah, so there's always a hidden facility to opt out, but unless you find it, you're deemed to have opted in.
Mm. But do you think there is that, ultimately, that need? I mean, I sense from whether it's graduates or experienced professionals, the ultimate is you want to find someone who's an insider who'll tell you what it's like, you know, is it? Yeah. So not just from the, oh, they got up to the, you know, on this survey and they did very well in it, you know, what is it really like? And ideally, if that person knows me, do you think I would fit in? Do you think I would enjoy it? You know, from whether it's cultural, social, all those different elements. So, I mean, we do see the sort of facilities now where, you know, you can hit a button and using LinkedIn, it'll tell you who you know in the organisation to your first and second level of people, and therefore start providing ways to interact. But do you think offering that fulfilment of the need to interact with someone in the company will be something that people need to work on?
I personally think that you can't stop anybody, obviously, asking the question, is there anybody out there that's worked for X?
Mm.
However, that from a company point of view, that's extremely dangerous. You don't know whether they had a good experience or a bad experience. They might have worked 5 years ago and the company is completely different today. So organisations have really got to take an initiative here. My understanding, but I don't know much about this, is that Twitter is one of the, because I don't use Twitter, but Twitter is one of the options organisations have for keeping tabs on their company name being mentioned and for countering anything that comes up that might be unfavourable. And it's not that difficult to follow because you only have 144 characters or whatever it is, 140 characters and so on. So it's quite easy to find it, I believe. And organisations do use it for propaganda purposes and so on.
But you see now sites like Glassdoor, where people post quotes on what it was like, to work there type thing. And I think certainly as more of those spring up, then you've got the job gets more and more complex for HR departments to keep tabs on these different things.
Well, people are cynical, and they'll be cynical of what any company tells them. So whatever you put on the website, you know, you've got to back it up with as much facts as possible, because they will start off being cynical. You know, we know that companies only want to say the good things about themselves and don't say the bad things, which is exactly what they've done in annual reports, except for the financial side where they can't hide it. And also they'll be somewhat cynical, I think, about the people who you put there, because they'll think, well, these have been specially chosen.
Yeah.
You know, they've chosen these people because they know they'll say the right things. So how do you get around that? I don't know. Somehow a company has got to make sure that up-to-date, relevant, personal information is being made available to people, but also in a way it will be believed and it's honest.
Yes, it's got to be. There's nothing worse than seeing a people profile type thing where it's all wooden and heavily scripted, obviously, and doesn't work well at all. Better not to have it even. But certainly, I think, you know, the companies can't, you can't, if you're getting a bad reputation in, whether it's Glassdoor or wherever, then you can't say, oh no, we're better than that or so on. You've got to be aware of it, and it's got to inform your processes so that you get better and you start working and show that you're getting better at those things.
I think it's a big challenge for HR, because HR knows, I think, that it really needs the best image possible to be able to portray, to attract people. And yet a lot of the things which cause the image of a company to be a problem are out of their control. The HR director of RBS was lambasted in the HR press for not stopping Fred Goodwin and all the others doing bad things. Well, I know from I know from having been at a top level in HR, you know, there's a limit to what you can do.
You're having a laugh. There's no way you could do anything.
No, but, you know, there are some people that think, well, HR should stop it. And HR really does have a problem, because it cannot control, you know, what the company does operationally and so on.
But it does have an influence on the culture.
It has, well, yes, and it may have tried very hard at that. And it has an influence on whether it will go for a great place to work and so on. That is usually their decision and so on. So, yes, it has a lot of influence. But all I'm really saying is that employer branding, as it's often called, is a tough job today. But it is a very vital job.
And do you think that HR departments have understood how important the online space is now? Because there was a time where, you know, you'd talk to them and they'd go, oh, talk to our agency that deals with that, we don't care, you know. And more recently I hear of HR departments going, actually, we're really struggling to recruit people. Here's budget for the website, for developing things. Help us get, you know, be the ones that get the edge over our competitors for people applying.
Yeah, I think it depends very much on the size of the HR department, the quality of the people, and the kind of budgets they're given. You see, you can have smaller companies, you can have companies up to 1,000 people who are excellent companies to come and work for, but their HR department might be quite small, which means they are very, very busy. And they just may not have the capacity to think, well, you know, how are we going to harness social media and so on. So it is tough. If you're really big and big recruiters like PwC and you've got loads of money, you know, then...
And a clear ROI a lot of effort for...
Given
the throughput.
So there are real constraints on resources. Firstly, in time available, and secondly, in the knowledge that people have. And to be honest, their willingness to break out from the old traditional ways.
But do you think that's changing, or do you think they'll...
I think agencies are... My understanding is, and I'm not an expert, as I said, in this area, my understanding is that agencies who, like all consultants and third-party suppliers, they like to form partnerships with companies. I think the agencies can be an influence and can be a help to HR, saying, you know, we will do this for you, we advise you to do this, you know, this is what we believe you should do with your website. This is the kind of information you should allow us to put forward to people and so on. So I think they can be a real influence in changing this scenario. And most companies rely a lot on agencies.
Mm. Well, we see it starting to change.
Mm.
Let's hope it goes further.
Yeah.
So, Andrew, thank you very much for your time.
Well, I hope that's of some help.
Cheers.